We are the party who have said that we will use the top-up powers that we'll have through the New Scotland Act to replace that income to families who have their tax credits
cut. And have you worked out yet how you're going to pay for this?
Because yeah, that's we have.
Have you?
Yes, one of the few parties I can tell you the answer. We won't introduce the air passenger duty cut. We think that's the wrong priorities for a Scottish government at the moment. If you have a choice between cutting the price of flights for families who can afford flights or supporting hard-pressed families who are facing
this
poverty,
this is all terribly marvellous. But what
Labour, the other thing we would do...
I know what you say you would do, but what Labour haven't answered is the rather obvious point that none of this raises you any money. I mean, not cutting a tax...
Well, the APD it would, because the SNP have committed to spending some, depends on the levels of travel, but £125 million to £250 million. They've committed that money to APD. It
so
was in the programme
money,
for government.
We
wouldn't use that money for that.
We'd
put it to a different purpose.
And what about
and
the tax?
And we would also not use the changes to the threshold.
And how would that raise any
on
money?
On tax that the Conservatives have proposed. So they've proposed extending
well,
the threshold.
Well, how would that save any money?
Because we would raise tax at a lower level of salary. We wouldn't
no, but that doesn't raise any money. The situation would be exactly the same as
we
now.
No, we have responsibility for income tax. So we would... The differential between where the Tories want to place the tax threshold and we do would raise additional money, and we would use that money.
But that would mean there would be a cut in the George Osborne.
There would be a difference between the Scottish and the
yes, but
UK
that doesn't raise any money.
Level.
It means that George Osborne has got to deal with the fact he'll be getting less revenue because he's changing the tax bands. Mm. If you don't change the tax bands, you don't get any extra revenue. You just get the same revenue as you've had all along. Yeah. So therefore, you've got to explain where you'd find the cut, where you'd cut the money to pay for what you're suggesting.
Well, we've put forward the tax proposals and the APD proposals. And I think at the moment in Scotland, you either look at a problem and try and answer it with politics, or you look at a problem and try and find a solution. And Kezia Dugdale's been quite clear that she will make different choices and different priorities from the current Scottish Government, and our priorities will be to support families and children who are facing poverty in Scotland. And we also have the power to top up benefits, to introduce new benefits, and all the parties have a challenge before them next year to say how they would introduce, would they use those powers, and where would they target the resources towards?